I flick a day now, it's me, Alan Smith, with Wee Puckley Stories of Today's Press and Journal on Tuesday, May the 14th, 2024. So, front page paper today is a master plan can help woo buyer for iconic M&S. So, Aberdeen's master plan vision is to be used to help attract buyers for the city's flagship Marks and Spencers. The iconic M&S in St Nicholas Street is up for sale if the retail giant announced it will vacate the premises next spring in favour of developing its Union Street branch with a £15 million expansion. Estate agent Savills has approached the local authority to assist in selling the site to prospective buyers by showing what the city has to offer. Information supplied by the council on the major regeneration efforts in the Granite Mile will be part of a bigger marketing pack, especially prepared to show that Aberdeen is a location for investment. The St Nicholas Street store is just off a stretch of Union Street, currently closed for expensive upgrades to entice pedestrians and cyclists to the area. It's also just yards, favourite will be an eye-catching entrance to the £40 million food and drink market, which is also in the early stages of construction. So it's all happening in the air now. Finance and Resources Committee convener Alex McClellan said there was a clear course of action on how the council could help efforts to sell the huge store. Council co-leader Ian Yule said our role is to support them in only way we can, and once a Marquis finds a new owner, to support a new use for that building. So, well, here's hoping that they manage to get it sold, because it's a fair chunk of a place, but, you know, if it was somebody humongous, it was into a place like that, I think it wouldn't just be only Tom, Dick, or Harry to be a Marks or a Spencer, I think, or somebody of that ilk, but there's just, I suppose, a lot of them is really investing in high streets and everything new, so unless Aberdeen can show how good it's going to be, or if it the promise is, then it'll be a tricky sell, I think, but you never know. Maybe some of that councillors is a gift to the gab. Now, here is Scotland's biggest two-day fairman showcase of Turrons. It says this year marks the 160th anniversary of Turriff Show, Scotland's largest two-day agricultural event, which is set to take place on Sunday, August the 4th and Monday, August the 5th. Each year, the showground comes to life, welcoming those very near and far to experience the very best of Northeast fairman food and drink and local heritage. In 2023, the show attracted more than 24,000 visitors, and if it turned out to be two inviting days of bright sunshine. The large crowds made their way through more than 300 exhibitor stands, enjoying the impressive vintage and classic vehicle display, sulky racing and dog showing, while tasting the very best of Scottish food and drink. Turriff Show is highly regarded for its host of livestock, equestrian, small animal and dog classes, awarding one of the largest prize pots in the UK. In total, 330 trophies are presented, and more than £88,000 is paid in prize money across 1,500 exhibitor classes. Animal classes include prime cattle, sheep, horses and ponies, rabbits, cavies, dogs and pigeons. Yeah, at the same time, I hope. Industrial and craft classes are for skills include baking, vegetable growing and flower arranging. Kipperidge gun dogs will take the spotlight in the main ring as they demonstrate world-class canine displays. Some woolly performers will be also taken into the ring with a sheep show to provide entertainment over 2 days. Scotland's biggest two-day fairman show has been one of the key dates in my calendar for as long as I can mind, said David Allen, president and main sponsor. He would say that now. For attending a member to sports convener in 2004 to 2019, it is a pleasure to be main sponsor and president because there is nothing better than that connects agriculture to the people as brilliantly as Turriff Show. We are thrilled to host the Scottish National Blue-Faced Leicester Progeny Show. It's in Scottish National Simmental Summer Show this year, so it sounds like sheep and coos. Gail Gregg, Turriff Show Secretary, said there's nothing quite like Turriff Show, a fantastic family day to experience a range of activities and dive into the world of fairmen. New to the showground will be a horseshoe-shaped marquee combining the arts and crafts display shopping mall and exhibition all in one. The EQ Food and Drink Pavilion continues to showcase a rich supply of the region's finest food, including oat cakes, meat, dairy, fruits, home bakes, preserves and drinks. The show's lead sponsor is Melrose Ferms in Hallett. So, well, I must have, last year was the first time I'd ever been to Turf Show, and that was just through Snuffery Jocks, and it was absolutely tremendous. I was just hoaxing before coming. I mean, it was 2.5 fine days, and again, folk were saying they were queuing for me in half an hour to get in, and then paying £18 to get in, and then parking was half a mile away. So, but everybody was happy as Larry, and you know, here's hoping it's another fine couple of days this year, because my God, the difference. I think if it was, if you was blighting about them on Dubs, it wouldn't be half as enjoyable. Now, here is a community sports hub named after legendary former captain of Don. So, former Aberdeen football captain Willie Miller is set to inspire generations of players through the opening of a sports facility. The Cruyff Court, which opened in Tilly Rowan yesterday, has been named after the former Don skipper. Miller led the team to the Cup Winners' Cup victory in 1983 and went on to become one of the club's most successful captains. Well, the most successful, I would think. The legendary player cut the ceremonial ribbon to mark the pitch's official opening yesterday. Aberdeen is now one of only two cities in the UK to have three Cruyff Courts, all named after local football heroes. Aberdeen is also home to Cruyff Court Dennis Law in Catherine Street and Neil Cooper Court in Tullis. R.I.P. Neil Cooper, of course. Miller hopes the centre, backed with People's Postcode Lottery Cash, will go a long way to reducing antisocial behaviour. He says, "I'm truly honoured to have my name associated with this new facility that will offer young folk a safe space to engage in sports for years to come. Spaces like the Cruyff Courts are vital in reducing antisocial behaviour and encouraging young folk to keep active, and so I'm confident the community will wholeheartedly embrace this fantastic facility." And there's a picture of him and, kicking a bomb, and have like a kids cheering him on, and you know, it's a shame. Probably neither of them will ken really if I is, and I mean, it's a sad fact that, you know, my own offspring, my daughter, actually, when she worked at Pittodrie selling the sweeties or the pies and the hot drinks thing, it was a side farm. Willie Miller was when he was a pundit or something, he would have been at the time, I suppose, or an ambassador, whatever he was, and he used to come to her kiosk for a cup of tea, and he knew someone, and she had no idea if I was, so. Ah, dear, just about broke my heart. But anyway, you know, great to see him out and about. And, I mean, it's only fitting that a court is named after him. He's definitely, without a doubt, Aberdeen's greatest captain. Made the Arthur defending look like a, well, a pure art for him. He was just so, so good. Anyway, here's hoping it does the trick and reduces antisocial behaviour and Tully Doan. That's quite a tall order. Here's a Brewtoon Beers. Heed for shelves of supermarket in six-figure deal. So Peter Heed microbrewery Brewtoon has landed a six-figure deal to sell its beers in 42 Asda stores. Its largest ever single order sees three of its beers stocked in branches across Scotland, including Aberdeen Beach, Brigadee, Dice, Portlaoise and Elgin. The deal has already led to one new job being created. He's going to be busy. And co-owner Cammy Bowden said it will help support the continued growth of the business. The three beers chosen by Asda are Juicy Belter, Loose Cannon and Fresh Mix Lime Lager, which the brewer has been supplying to Aberdeen street food firm Fresh Mix. Former Island Gas construction worker Mr. Bowden used his passion for craft beer to launch Brewtoon in 2017. He runs the business alongside his mum, Shirley. I've met him at typical do, so she's an fine wifey. He says, Asda was doing a supplier showcase and we put the beers for it. After meeting with them, they chose the three beers to move forward. We are delighted to get that deal. It's really helped in increasing volumes and it's keeping us busy in the brewery. Last year, Brewtoon, which employs seven folk, produced 170,000 litres of beer. And Cammy revealed this year they hope to get more than 200,000 litres. The brewery sells bottled beer in Morrison's and has a shop and tasting room in Peterhead. And Brutoon is set to open its first dedicated pub on the old Malt Mill on Aberdeen's Holman Street. Well, that's a rare pub, new Malt Mill. That was just a great place when I was growing up. It was music and everything going there, if I remember rightly, and just a great atmosphere. So here's hoping they get it right. I'm sure it'll be a roaring success if they do. So good luck to him. Now here's a Royal Warrant snub for Ballater Butcher. So the co-owner of H.M. Sheridan Butcher in Ballater has said that it is business as usual despite missing out on a King's Royal Warrant. John Sinclair was recently informed that the business, trading since April 1963 and located in the Royal Deeside Villages Bridge Street, had been unsuccessful in their bid to get the new warrant. "We were just disappointed at not getting it," he told the P&J. Providers a meeting poultry to nearby Balmoral Castle. H.M. Sheridan had two royal warrants, one for the late Queen and the other for Charles when he was a Prince of Wales. Awarded by the Royal Warrant Holders Association, warrants are granted for up to 5 years at a time and are used as a mark of recognition for suppliers of goods and services to the royal family. And it was the association which informed Mr. Sinclair that his business was unsuccessful in its application. He said the forms is an awful lot more complicated now, it's a lot more than there was before, it's nice and straightforward. So far, no reason has been given why Sheridan didn't get to Auckland, maybe a grisly bit mince or something. But I'm very unlikely, because I think he'd be a top-notch butcher. But he said he still has to reply back to the Royal Warrant folk to acknowledge it later. The Butchers, which also has a branch located in Bunkery High Street, which I might add is a proud seller of Snochry's Oat Cakes and Shortbread sometimes, they proudly display purveyors of meat and poultry to H.M. the Queen. However, it is unclear if they will continue to be providers to Balmoral Castle. Mr. Sinclair doesn't think the arrangement will be in place on a mayor. He says, "I wouldn't think so." He remains optimistic, however, and said, "You never can. If they phone in and ask for an order, then they'll get it. It's near the end of the world." So he just says, "The two warrants have got to run out in the next few years and will be gone by 2026. If they're going to go on the dreams in." So, and then some folk are just saying, "Well, it's a bit of a shame. They've had it for us long." And, he says, "Loyalty and service mean nothing these days." And the other folk are saying, "Well, it's quite sad to hear this." But then other folk says, "If we are doing the same as our parents, we'd never have changed. He's his own man, making his own choices." That's obviously Prince Charles or King Charles now. And another queen thinks the baton should be passed to another butcher. She says, "Is it just me? I'm the only one who thinks that somebody else should have the chance of a royal warrant." Well, and watch yourself, you're walking through Ballater. I say you get angry butchers chasing you. But anyway, that's no more warrants for him for the foreseeable, unless, of course, the other butcher, if he does get, he does have a grisly stuff, then he'll probably get his warrant back come time. You know, probably just not warrant a kicking up a big hoo-ha about it. Now, just finish up with sport as normal, and back page of P&J days, no let-up as boss rules out day off. Says his Aberdeen interim boss Peter Leaven rejected his players' request for a day off after humbling Hibs, as he demands no let up in the bid to end the season with a winning streak. The Dons racked up a third successive victory with a 4-0 thrashing of Hibs in Edinburgh. Oh, Dave Lindsay, I hope you're listening. Under Leaven, the in-form Reds are now unbeaten in 7 Premiership fixtures and have registered clean sheets in 5 successive league games. Kind of hard to believe it, Peter Levy was on the coach and stuff at the time, and they couldn't win a game. So, Fibber's a funny little game indeed. So, anyway, if that's what he thinks, they're not having a day off, they'll have plenty of days off after the season's finished. So, he's probably thinking another week, because they're going to make a big odds. Anyway, well done, and come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for the announce. I'll be publicly sure is it today's presents or not on Tuesday, May the 14th, 2024. And another tip top day today, right? Fine for the word go. And later, as the day goes on, later on the day, just lovely, very fine and sunny, very bright and fine, and roast and head, but just very pleasant, I would say. So, certainly on a roll just now. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. Now, hope you enjoyed it. If you did, mind tell a pal about it and try and get a couple of other folks to listen into Doric Express. They can follow us on Spotify. They'll never miss an episode of the Diet, and they will have access to just helix upon helix all episodes to keep him amused. Get him in jail or something, nothing else to do. If you can do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.